Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 25, Polokwane and Rustenburg 29, Emalahleni 27 degrees. President Cyril Ramaphosa has offered his condolences to the families of five workers who died in the building collapse in George in the Southern Cape. 75 construction workers were on site when the multi-story apartment complex collapsed yesterday. 49 workers are still trapped under the rubble. Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says the president has emphasized the need for a thorough investigation to prevent future tragedies.
President Ramaphosa wishes rescue teams the best as they go about their operations and says investigations into the cause of the incident must aim to bring closure to the community and prevent a repeat of this disaster.
Closer to home now, and the Pretoria High Court has granted the Special Investigating Unit and the Asset Forfeiture Unit a forfeiture order valued at 53 million rand. This is linked to the fraudulent transfer of government land to private entities and individuals in Gauteng. The court ordered that the land in Zierfontein Ekurhuleni, valued at 41 million rand, must be transferred to the Gauteng Department of Infrastructure Development as the original title deed owner. Staying at the court, Eskom is taking City Power to the High Court in Johannesburg over debt of more than 1 billion rand. City Power's unpaid invoices since October last year have left Eskom with no choice but to seek a declaratory order. City Power in turn disputes potential overbilling dating back to 2021. The matter has been set down for the 4th of June. Here's Eskom's Gauteng spokesperson, Amanda Triti.
The power utility started to default on its payments from October 2023. And no payment was received for the March 2024 invoice. The debt owed by City Power has reached unprecedented levels, exacerbating Eskom's already strained financial situation.
International Relations Minister Naledi Pandor has concluded her two-day working visit to Equatorial Guinea. The two countries have signed a memorandum of understanding on the establishment of a joint commission of cooperation. Pandor says discussions focused on strengthening bilateral relations.
Most important was the commitment of both South Africa and Equatorial Guinea to strengthen the bilateral relationship between our two countries and to ensure that in matters of trade, education, skills, and a range of areas that we will increasingly work together.
And Palestinians have begun leaving parts of eastern Rafah and Gaza after Israel urged 100,000 people to move towards an expanded humanitarian zone. It comes ahead of an expected offensive on the city where more than 1.4 million people are sheltering. More than 34,000 people have been killed in Gaza since the war broke out in October last year. I'm Chanel September, net weer die hoofnuusteer. President Cyril Ramaphosa het sy medelee betuig met die families van vyf werkers wat in die ineenstorting van 'n gebou in George in die Sidekamp gesterf het.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.